two questions facing the municipal attorney's office and the Anchorage Assembly in the illegal campsite abatement ordinance are: how much warning should the campers receive before their property is seized? And second, how many days should they have to appeal the police seizure itself? In its quest to reduce the neighborhood impact of the campsites scattered across the city, as well as achieve a proclaimed goal of reducing the unsafe environments for camp inhabitants, the municipality originally proposed 12 hours notice before seizure. The Alaska Office of the American Civil Liberties Union filed suit, charging the city's seizure schedule, lack of proper legal protections, and quick destruction of the campers' property was unconstitutional. The ACLU proposed 10 business days between notice and seizure. In June, the city passed a 5-day ordinance. In July, the ACLU received a temporary restraining order prohibiting enforcement. While the Superior Court did not decide the basic constitutionality of the seizure law, it did say there were serious constitutional questions about the ordinance. This latest version, in the words of the Municipal Attorney's Office, seeks to address some of the concerns identified by the court. While the 5 days notice before seizure remains, the appeal process has been altered. Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler described the new procedure and its likely duration.
Once posted, if they take the opportunity to appeal, the hearing officer needs to set the hearing within 5 days. So that could be day one or day five, depending on the schedule of the officer and the persons in the camp, adding more time. Once the decision is rendered, there's 2 more days. And then only after that, as I understand current APD policy, would they arrange for the abatement of the camp, pulling in the social service agencies, which takes time. Once that happens, campers have the opportunity to take that AHA order and file in Superior Court another appeal and request an additional stay during the pendency of the appeal.
ACLU attorney Jeffrey Mittman told the Assembly while the new version met some ACLU concerns, a major problem remained.
The one remaining issue is this idea of throwing out or deeming property abandoned. It's just not constitutionally acceptable. What I would like to suggest is that we go back to where we were a year ago, and rather than pass the ordinance tonight, perhaps we take a breather, get together, have a public work session. I believe we're close enough that we can resolve this in the entirety, stop the litigation, and just come up with an ordinance that works for all parties.
Assemblymember Mike Katera said his district certainly had an illegal campsite problem, but he was troubled by the property destruction.
I can't think of a single crime that a person might commit in this city that would give the city the right to take everything they have, all of their family photographs, all of their personal possessions, you know, their birth certificate, their ID, their clothes that are hanging in their closet, and throw them in a dumpster. But if you're homeless and you're trespassing, which is a crime, there is no question, it is a crime, the city can potentially come and take every earthly possession that you have.
Like the majority of his Assembly colleagues, Ernie Hall was against delaying action or extending the notification and appeal procedures. Hall said he reflected his constituents' concerns.
Particularly in my community councils, I've been explaining to them all summer that we're working this out. We're going to find a resolution to it, and we want to make sure that we protect the rights of the homeless. But the question that they immediately turned and asked me is, well, what about our rights as citizens that are living here, having to continue to tolerate and put up with this?
The ordinance passed with only Pat Flynn voting against. Flynn would have preferred to settle the constitutionality and court questions before passage. The ordinance will now likely move back to Superior Court for appraisal. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.